Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something pretty fascinating. It's this intersection of, well, spreadsheets and sincerity.
That's a good way to put it.
Right? How these seemingly mundane, almost bureaucratic structures, I'm talking about things like liability insurance, commercial lease contracts, can actually be the foundation for these incredibly powerful philanthropic missions.
It's a real study in contrast. And when you look at the source material here, you see a perfect example. You have this corporate entity providing an essential, very practical backbone.
Yeah.
And that structure is what allows a charitable organization to really thrive, without taking on unnecessary risk. They're united by this core philosophy of conservation, even if their day-to-day work looks completely different.
Absolutely. So our mission today is to take a really hard look at the new partnership between the American Honey Lease Association, or AHLA, and the Catchy Dream Foundation. We want to get into the mechanics of it. Why does a company that focuses on land access and liability find what they call a perfect fit with a nonprofit that grants outdoor adventures to kids with life-threatening illnesses?
Well, the sources, they keep coming back to this one theme: shared values. Both CEOs immediately described it as a perfect fit relationship,
Right.
which suggests it goes way beyond just a typical sponsorship. It really shows how these shared ethics around, the safe, responsible enjoyment of the outdoors can bridge a commercial interest and a charitable one. It creates a sustainable model for doing good.
So let's start with the humanitarian side of that, with the Catch-a-Dream Foundation. For anyone listening who might not know their specific work, let's define their mission. What do they do?
Okay, so Catch-a-Dream is identified in the sources as a national charitable nonprofit organization,
Yeah.
specifically a 501c.
And that designation, the 501c3, that's the federal recognition as a tax-exempt charity, correct?
That's exactly right. It means they're a fully recognized, dedicated charitable organization.
And their focus is really specific, isn't it? I mean, they aren't just granting general wishes.
No, not at all. It's focused entirely on the outdoor experience. The criteria are for children age 18 and younger across the US and Canada who are suffering from life-threatening illnesses.
And the service is this once-in-a-lifetime trip.
A once-in-a-lifetime dream hunting or fishing trip, or sometimes a broader outdoor adventure that's tailored, specifically to what that child wants and needs.
It's powerful that the outdoors is the focus. I mean, hunting and fishing trips, they require a very specific set of resources. You need land access, equipment, expertise.
Right.
What do the sources say is the ultimate goal beyond just, creating a happy memory?
It seems to be highly therapeutic. The sources really stress that the program is trying to instill this message of deep encouragement and hope. Dr. Marty Brenson, he's the CEO of Catch-a-Dream, he emphasizes that the real outcome comes from exposing these kids not just to nature itself, but specifically to outdoors-minded people who care.
That's a crucial distinction. The community. So the healing isn't just from the environment, it's from connecting with mentors, with volunteers who share that same conservation ethic.
Exactly. You're giving them a perspective of hope that's anchored in a shared passion.
When these children are in the middle of these incredibly tough medical fights, a trip like this is a moment of respite.
A huge moment. And being surrounded by a community that values patience, conservation, responsibility, it offers a really grounding message about resilience, about the continuity of life.
Which makes the support from a group like the AHLA so important. Dr. Brunson said he was delighted to have them draw alongside Catch-a-Dream. And that support is aimed specifically at enhancing the adventures.
That phrase, draw alongside, it really sets the tone, doesn't it?
It does.
It implies they're shoulder to shoulder in this, not just, writing a check from a distance. And this brings us to the other half of this, the American Hunting Lease Association.
Okay, so we have Catch-a-Dream's mission, which is very emotional, very powerful. Now let's get into the nuts and bolts. The AHLA, they deal with access, safety, the legal stuff that can feel a little dry.
A little, yeah, but it's essential. The AHLA was established back in 2010 with a very clear mission to serve the hunting lease industry. Their whole world revolves around educating landowners and hunters.
So they're professionalizing what was often just a handshake deal.
Precisely. And that's vital because as the outdoor economy grows, so does the risk. The sources say that AHLA believes the quality of that hunter-landowner relationship is the absolute key to preserving habitat and ensuring safe access.
So if that relationship breaks down, the landowner might just close off the land.
And that's it. Access is gone, conservation efforts can suffer, and opportunities like the ones Catch-a-Dream provides, they just disappear.
And a handshake deal doesn't cut it anymore.
Not in today's legal environment. And here's the really critical piece of insight from the sources. Most standard homeowner or farm liability policies, they specifically exclude risks that are associated with commercial hunting activities.
Oh, wow.
So even if it's just a small fee being exchanged, that creates a massive liability gap.
So the landowner, who's maybe trying to generate a little revenue to help manage their property, instantly opens themselves up to huge financial risk.
That's the exact gap AHLA was created to fill. The sources are clear. They offer the most affordable and extensive hunting liability insurance policies on the market. They provide the legal safety net that allows these properties to stay open and accessible.
So let's break down the tangible things they provide, the resources our listeners should know about.
Okay, so on the educational side, they give away free lease agreement templates, other tools for leasing.
Yeah.
They're basically standardizing best practices.
And then there's the protection part, the insurance.
Right. And the portfolio is broad. The sources list hunting lease and club insurance, guides and outfitters insurance, even vacant land insurance. This isn't just some side business for them. They are the comprehensive risk management solution for this whole ecosystem.
And the contracts themselves, they're not just about liability.
No, not at all. A properly executed lease, as the sources call it, often has conservation built right in. Mandatory provisions about how the land is managed, harvest reports, even habitat improvement projects.
So the paperwork actually enforces the conservation ethic.
The paperwork is the tool for sustainable management.
That makes the quote from AHLA CEO J.T. Krager resonate a lot more. He says their culture is passionate about hunting, conservation, and enjoying the outdoors. That passion is really manifested through legal diligence.
Absolutely. And that diligence is what creates the perfect, safe environment for a group like Catch a Dream to operate. Which brings us to the synergy. Why did both leaders feel this was such a perfect fit?
Well, we've established the shared values, the conservation ethics. But let's look closer at the mechanism. Dr. Brunson from Catch a Dream, he specifically pointed to AHLA's American landowner base. Why is that network so vital?
Because access is everything. I mean, Catch a Dream needs reliable, high quality, and above all, safe access to private land to make these trips happen.
Of course.
By partnering with AHLA, they immediately get visibility and credibility with this huge nationwide network of landowners who are already, you know, engaged in best practices, who have their liability covered, and who care about conservation.
That's incredible leverage. So AHLA isn't just providing money. They're providing vetted, secured access opportunities. They take the anxiety away for the landowner who wants to host a charitable event because the legal framework is already solid.
Exactly. AHLA handles the safety and legality of the access, which lets Catch a Dream provide the purpose for that access. The CEOs directly link AHLA's idea of fulfillment, which is the responsible use of the land, to the encouragement and hope that Catch a Dream's adventures provide.
I do wonder, though, by focusing so much on the legal framework, on liability, is there a risk that the mission gets a little too commercialized or bureaucratized? How do the sources handle that tension?
That's a fair question. The sources seem to frame the administrative work as the enabler of the preservation. The fact that AHLA is joining Catch a Dream's prestigious Dreammaker Club, which is a serious long-term commitment, it shows the depth of their belief.
Right. That's not just a one-off donation.
No. It signals to their entire landowner base that this isn't just about contracts. It's about a life-changing purpose.
That designation, the Dreammaker Club, that signifies real institutional buy-in. It tells the landowner using their services, hey, our core business allows us to support this specific vital cause.
It creates a perfect symbiotic relationship. Catch a Dream gets safe, insured access to incredible properties, and AHLA reinforces its role as the industry leader whose sound legal practices directly support conservation and youth outreach. It's a powerful validation of their entire model.
So if we pull this all together, the key takeaway here is that this partnership really shows how an industry that specializes in, you know, niche contracts and liability can leverage its network, that American landowner base, to provide the actual infrastructure for these life-changing youth programs.
It proves that the practical stuff isn't separate from the philanthropic mission. It's a prerequisite.
It's the foundation.
It is. Without the liability coverage, the gates stay locked. Without the properly executed lease, the habitat might suffer. AHLA makes sure the land is available and safe so Catch a Dream can focus entirely on the emotional and logistical part of the adventure.
Which brings us right back to where we started. That surprising link between bureaucracy and hope. AHLA provides the templates, the insurance, that administrative safety net. And that practical foundation is what ultimately allows them to support the incredible success of Catch a Dream.
It is. It's a structure that makes these charitable operations sustainable. And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture for you, the listener, the sources just hammer home the necessity of that properly executed hunting lease for ensuring safe, quality access.
And that raises a final, maybe provocative thought about the role of contracts in the outdoors.
Consider this. The legal framework itself, that carefully written, signed, and insured lease agreement, is the unsung hero of this story. It ensures that when a child with a life-threatening illness steps onto a piece of private property, the landowner's assets, the child's safety, and the quality of the habitat are all legally secure.
Wow.
That piece of paper, that contract, that is what ultimately enables the dream.
A profound thought. The legal diligence is the key that unlocks the gate and allows hope to walk onto the land. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into conservation, contracts, and catching dreams.
My pleasure. It was great to explore this with you.